Thanks to Kurz Hire, this is the Cat Attack Podcast, AFLW edition, and back in the studio, Renee Gehring. Hello.
Hey, Kingy. Great to be back.
Good to be back. You missed the, well, depends on how uneasy you are about the human body, but menstrual cycles were on the topic last week when Mel Hickey was in off the back of the article in the Herald Sun, and we got some interesting feedback about it, put it that way.
No, look, I did hear that, actually. I'm a health teacher at school, so I do talk about it a fair bit and happy to simplify it for everyone involved. But no, obviously, Melissa, with her experience in that space, a good one to have in to talk about that.
Yeah, it was probably good timing. How was camp?
It was great. We had a great time. Bit of rain, but nothing that didn't stop us from canoeing and raft building and all the rest.
Where did you go to?
Beaufort. Oh, so, yeah, a couple-hour drive, so it was lovely. It was a really nice space.
Is it fair to say you can lose a game of footy but you can still walk away feeling like you've had a win?
Yeah, look, still there's disappointment there. When you lose a game of footy, you lose a game of footy. But I think in terms of the feel and amongst the group post-game, straight away everyone had their heads held high and we felt we put up a really good fight. And I think if there was a few more minutes, we could have kept coming. But... yeah, obviously still disappointed, but there was lots of great things to take out of that game, and seeing it come together and us execute for four quarters was really pleasing.
Do you need to work on your smothering technique?
Maybe, based on that feedback. But no, look, hey, you play what you're playing in that moment and take what you get and what you don't get.
Were you surprised? I think you were. I think looking at your reaction, you were shocked that you gave a free kick away.
Yeah, I was just going for the ball. But look, again... we trust what the umpires see, and it was just an unexpected, I suppose, movement from what came out of it in terms of her rolling over top of me. So I haven't had that experience before, so I trust their call on what the judgment was.
Because you got it flushed, didn't you, the ball?
Yeah, the ball was left behind. So
yep. And you had, I think if I'm not mistaken, it was out and it was a chance for you guys to actually clear the contest.
Yeah, we had the numbers coming, so it would have been nice to see what we would have done with it. But again, you can't put it down to that moment. There was plenty of other things that we could have made the most of and been cleaner and used it at other times in the game.
How was Maddie McMahon after the game? Because obviously her decision, whether it be intentional, unintentional, whether it was a decision or it was just her momentum took her across the line, obviously has caused a lot of debate whether it should have been a free kick for a deliberate rush behind.
Yeah, again, we don't put it down to that moment. I think for Mads, she played a really great game and she knows that, and took the ball and with the momentum and didn't. I don't think she knew where she was when she took that ball. So we moved on really quickly. She didn't sit on that for very long at all. We were really positive about the game post, but also starting to look at, again, what we could have done in those other minutes throughout the game to be a little bit cleaner so that we could have utilised and made the most of opportunities that we did have. But I think all in all, again, the defensive pressure from the back line holding up really well. And we had some really great open up out the other side. And, yeah. And it was just that one thing didn't go right that then held up the game. But we could have been out on a number of occasions.
Yeah. Woody said he thinks that's the best game Geelong's played. I think you've played in every one of the AFLW games.
Yeah, yes I have, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I think in terms of playing four quarters and the way that we're using the ball this season isn't like we were last year. I think we've gone a step and it's a great style of footy and when it works, and there's just a few things to clean up. But in terms of, yeah, this season for sure, I think it was definitely our best game and obviously from last year as well.
Yeah. Is it fair to say you found your feet with the role they want you to play?
Yeah, I've still got plenty to learn. I think in terms of, I hope, again, I want to bring that pressure to the forward line, and I think that'll come even more the same thing with the other girls in there when we get it in there more and deeper. Hopefully those opportunities will come more and more, but I'm certainly taking on the feedback and learning about the positioning and what will actually help us to get it inside 50 as well. It's not just once it gets in there, but it's actually what can we do to help the backs and the mids.
Yep.
In providing those options out, because if we don't, then they can't get it out of there.
Yep. Phoebe McWilliams played her best game of the year, and it's no mistake, no probably coincidence that Matty Boyd coming into the side and playing as a deep forward, allowing Phoebe to roam a bit more up the ground. And the amount of times Phoebe either went for a contest or marked outside 50, some forward, from 60 to 80 metres out, I think that's more her game rather than having to be stuck deep forward.
Oh, definitely. She's great in terms of leading up the ground and the contest she can create. And look, she would tell you that she'd want to mark those too, and she can. So she did on a number of occasions, and I think she'll continually do that. And the more she takes those, the more that we can get the ball further down and quicker. Yep. So it was great.
When Rocky kicked that goal in the pocket, did you think we can win this now?
I think all game we had that feeling. It was a game where they kicked a goal and then we kicked a goal. Like, it was very back and forth, and we felt like we were in it. I think. Definitely after that goal and we're 5 points down, it was, let's go. It's coming. And obviously, we were very, very close.
Yeah. Richmond this week, yes. Who new to the competition, although some of the players we're well aware of, in the likes of Katie Brennan, Monique Conti, Sabrina Frederick. There's going to be a real opportunity here for the girls. You go to Bendigo, something a little bit different, beautiful old ground at QE Oval. Talk to us about, I suppose, have you looked at Richmond yet in terms of a preview with the coaching staff?
Yeah, not yet. So we'll do that tomorrow night. So at this point, look, we all know that despite their result last weekend against North or how they've been up until this point, we can't go in thinking that they're not going to be very, very competitive, and we have to play our best football.
Yep.
And because they're going to bring it, they're going to be looking for their first win in the competition as well. And obviously, although Bendigo's not officially their home ground, it's on their turf. Yep. So we need to make sure that we're doing all the right things to be as best prepared we can, because I think they'll come out fighting after their weekend and coming up against us.
Yep, absolutely. Meg McDonald got back last week.
So good.
She showed the finger to us.
And, oh, did she?
Yeah, yeah. We got a bit of a look at the pinky. And
yeah.
Obviously, it's had some work done to it. But we talk about, obviously, Matty Boyd coming in and pushing Phoebe up the ground, but just the way the structure can sort of fall around Meg down back. And the defence had actually been good
yes.
up until that point, but it was just more resolute again. Although, it's funny, she comes in, I think you conceded your highest score for the year with her coming back in, but not through any fault of hers, just probably the way the game was played was a loud scoring, which I think is what people want to see anyway.
Oh, definitely. I think Adelaide, we know they're a very experienced side and they move the ball really well. So it was great to see Meg back, and definitely for that back line, she just brings a level of experience and composure down there. Obviously, her contested game is elite, and she just helps to guide that with the voice that she brings. But they're a really connected line, the back line. They work really well together, and I think her coming back in there, she just, again, lifted that intensity. And again, they held off a number of inside 50s and brought it out really well too.
I know there's not a most consistent award, but if there was for the Geelong AFLW at the moment, would Maddie Carrick be leading it?
I think Maddie Carrick or Liv Purcell, she's also had a great start to the season. But yeah, Maddie Carrick, in terms of her those intercept marks, she's been everywhere. And then again, her helping to bring it out. She took a lot of kick-ins whilst Meg Mack wasn't in the team as well. And she's just been solid down there, obviously, after playing a bit of midfield more so last year. She's really found her spot, I think, in the back line. And you just know if it's going near her, she's either making it really tough, like she does repeat efforts in tackles, and it makes it a really hard day. And when she tackles you, it hurts.
She's got one thing that a lot of footballers, both male and female, don't have. She actually kicks quite upright on her right foot, which is her non-preferred as well. She can find 30, 35 metres by jamming on the boot and getting it out into space.
Yeah. She's really strong and powerful, and we love that in her game. Obviously, it's really helpful when you're trying to get it out of the back line, and you can go either way.
Yeah, absolutely. Maddie Maguire, we saw her in the rooms with her leg in a brace, and you see that and you think, gee, what's happened? How bad is it? But the good news is, word from the club is it's only bone bruising. How much footy she misses, we're not sure, but hopefully she can get back at some stage during the year, the rest of the AFLW season, with only 5 games to go.
That's it. No, yeah, we were there, obviously, on the game. They had the practice match last weekend, and shattered to see her go down. But, yeah, during this week, we're all hopeful for her, and so good to hear that it's nothing significant there in the structural sense. So, yeah, hopefully she'll be back in no time.
Did you go and have a look at the VFLW
breaking
match?
Yeah, it was really good, actually. The girls dominated across the board, and it was great to see a real spread of obviously the AFLW listed girls.
But so there would have only been a handful of AFLW. Yeah. So Mads McGuire would have played.
Yeah, Teague, Cass Blakeaway, Kate Darby, Georgie Rankin, and Nicole Garner.
Yep,
that might be everyone. So they all played.
Coventry play?
And Flinney, yes. Don't let me forget.
So was that her first game since doing her knee last year?
Yeah.
So that's sort of gone under the radar.
Yeah. So anytime Flinney got the ball, it was the crowd. All of us were up and about. But she played really, really well. Okay. It was great to see.
You don't want a lot of injuries, but there's... you sort of back in the mind go, gee, can she get that... I think we've spoken about it before, get that fairy tale of getting a game at, I think, what, 35 now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But you'd need... Obviously, a lot's got to go wrong and you don't want that to happen, but...
Yeah, we're in a really good spot, I think, compared to previously in terms of that our list is really healthy and you want that every side, obviously. We'd love to see Flinney out there, but we want to have the numbers to pick from so that we're all pushing for decisions and keeping... It's all on our toes.
Absolutely. All right, let's answer some questions. Winty has got a couple. One of the people, we go on Big Footy for those who aren't aware, and you can fire some questions at us. Just type in Cat Attack Podcast in the forum, so we'll search the forum section and it should come up. While I was listening to this week's podcast, which was last week, thought of a good question for next week. How I know my luck, I'd forget it between now and then, so I'll ask it while I remember. With quite a few women coming across from other sports to try their hand at AFLW, particularly in the league's infancy, this is for you. If you had a chance to convince a female sporting star from another sport to come across and try out for the Cats, who would you choose and why?
Even though she's one of my friends, hands down, Tegan Phillip from netball. Well, we played school footy together, and even back then, she'd kick further than most of the guys in our year level. But if you see her play netball, she's very athletic. She's very quick off takeoff. So I'd definitely love to have her. And I do try very regularly to try and convince her to switch over. I think she'd be a great asset in the air and on the ground and kicking goals.
Yeah, but she's got the vixens to worry
about. And to Australia commitments at this point.
Can I give you a few?
Yeah. Tell me who you think.
One from netball. I'd love to see Jeeva Mentor.
Oh, she'd be great too.
If Shani Layton can make the move.
Yeah.
Jeeva Mentor would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Bit local. Their dad played for the Cats, and that's the Brown sisters, Maddie and
Kelsey. Yeah, I think they'd be great.
Kelsey
as well.
Mads. I'm reading an article on Mads today. Mads is 32. Where did that go?
Yeah, I know. She's my age is a year older. But she, I put Kelsey in my, when I did a netballers to come across, I put Kelsey in it for sure.
Yeah.
I think Maddie would be great and voice and leadership and obviously their teammate is very handy, Ash Brazzle. So I think they'd probably have a kick around of the footy at the club.
So I think Ash is going to play in the Collingwood Melbourne game Friday night before the bushfire game, and then line up with Australia in what will be Lisa Alexander's last game as coach of the Diamonds against an all-star side, which I think, I'm just talking netball here, so Ash Brazzle will play in that.
Yeah.
Laura Langman's going to captain the all-star side, in which I think is going to be her last ever game against Australia, the great Kiwi. This is the Cat Attack Netball podcast all of a sudden. The other one I would really like to see, and I don't know where it sits and whether I suspect Geelong may have put the question to her, is Sarah Blitzarves.
Oh, yeah.
At 6'1.5", 6'2", supreme athlete. Obviously, her brother's shown that he could adapt at age. Sarah, I don't know how old Sarah is now. She might be 26, 27 maybe. Mark showed at 22, 23 that he could adapt to football without playing much. I would think, if Sarah gets to the Olympics maybe, wins a gold, wins a championship maybe in the WNBL, maybe she goes, I've achieved what I need to in basketball.
Hey, look, well, definitely. I think height in the game is great, but if you've got height and you can run, in the air, we'd love to see that.
Yeah.
So get her down to Geelong, definitely.
Yeah. Anybody else from overseas, an overseas female athlete that, in any sport that you go?
Oh, let me think. I don't know. I think there'd be some, if you think about those ball sports and things like that, I suppose we're getting girls over from Gaelic. And
how would Sam Kerr go?
Yeah, she would be. Well, I think she does go and check in at the footy trainings and stuff and shows everyone how good she is already. Yeah. So she'd be great. I think soccer, like you got to have some level of foot skill, I think, already to move straight in and, yep. and to get it straight away. Obviously, the athleticism gets it. But I think if you've got the soccer background, Gaelic, those sports, it's a really natural.
Ash Barty's shown she can kick a footy.
Oh, she has, yes. Yeah.
I would like Serena Williams to play.
Imagine that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she'd have people, and you try and tackle her, and I think she'd just run with you.
Yeah, she'd just carry you. I'd love to see Serena.
Yeah.
Yeah, play footy. There's a few.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well,
some of those rugby sevens players, and obviously the, I can't think of a name off the top of my head, who was playing with Carlton.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Yep, and then going, and I think he's going back to the sevens yes. for Tokyo, if it goes ahead, yeah. Tokyo this year. So, yeah, just some names, but Sarah Blitz-Arbs is one I'd love to see.
Oh, me too. I don't know her very well myself and her background, but I think those those heights and her abilities on the basketball court would be very handy.
All right. Winty also asked, tough loss yesterday. Pleasing to see a four-quarter performance after fading out the last 2 weeks. How far away is Kate Darby from getting a game? And is she injured or just not on the side for team balance reasons? I think it's just team balance. I think Darby hasn't had any issues injury-wise.
No, not injury-wise. And she played a good game on the weekend for VFLW. So she's obviously a very talented forward, but they're also working her through the ruck. So she played a fair bit of ruck time in the VFLW and did that really well. So, again, it comes down to the fact that we've got more girls than we have positions and we're all fighting for them, which is a great problem to have.
Yep. And Daz Broncos, our LA correspondent, hard loss after a stellar effort, perhaps the team's best game. I don't think we'll deny that. But from losses like that, excuse me, comes resilience and drive. As a spectator from afar, in my case, you can see improvement across the board. He pays homage again to Liv Purcell because he is the number one ticket holder of the Liv Purcell fan club.
Yep, great.
Gives Maddie Carrick a rap.
Yeah. Oh, she was great. Again, I think, yeah, we've spoken about that already, but in terms of her consistent performances and those intercept marks that at important times, she's really valuable down there.
All right. And mentions Meg McDonald as well. Great to see her back. Is it a bus trip to Bendigo?
Yes, optional. So you can go yourself in a car or in the bus. Yep. So, it's only a couple of hours, I think, I was thinking it was a lot more than that, but I've been told it's only a couple of hours.
Yeah, two and a bit to
Bendigo. Yeah, so it'll be a nice day. I think it's going to be a little bit warm, which is, we're used to that. It was actually quite warm on Sunday afternoon still.
I've got a suggestion.
Yep.
I've got a suggestion. So you play at 3:10.
Yep.
So you're probably out of there by, quarter to 6, something like that. If you can get back quick enough to Dalesford, to the bathhouse.
Bit of recovery in the bathhouse.
Do your recovery at the bathhouse. They've got the plunge pool there. They've got the spas. They've got the steam rooms, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, look, I'll put it to the team.
No, put it to the better half.
Yeah.
Go up with the better half.
Oh, that's not a bad option, actually.
Come back with the better half.
Yeah.
And then book it in for 6:30 at the bathhouse. That's it. You get yourself a good couple of hours there.
Yeah.
And then there's an hostel steakhouse on the main street of Dalesford.
Oh, look, you've planned out. Saturday night, maybe. I'll see what I'm doing. I think he's going out with my parents, so we'll see. See what he thinks, but I think he'd be all for that.
Next week, we'll talk to you, and then you're going to be part of the K-Rock team on Labor Day.
Yes, keen to get into that, actually.
Down on the boundary for us.
See the boys.
Yeah, down at Cole. I don't know where I don't know where you sit at Colac.
That's all right. I'll just do a bit of roaming.
roaming, Renee.
Roaming. Yeah, we'll see how we go.
Oh, what if we can let you loose in the change rooms after the game for a chat with a few of the boys?
Depending on the how the game goes, maybe. I have to speak to the powers that be.
If it doesn't go as well as what happened on the Gold Coast, you might be talking to fresh air.
That's all right. I'm sure they'll have a great game.
Hey, Renee, good luck in Bendigo. Really appreciate you coming again. Thanks for joining us.
No, it's been great, as always.
Renee Gehring joining us on the Cat Attack podcast. Thanks to Kerr's Hire.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisa dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.